You're even scaring Flipper.
Now, let's give him some help, Sandy. Go ahead.
Drink and the devil had done for the rest.
Yo, ho, ho, and a bottle of rum.
Dad, how long do you think it'll be till we get to the island?
Oh, I'd say about 15 minutes, bud. Right, Sandy?
Yeah, give or take a few minutes.
When we get to the island, Dad, you think we ought to eat first or explore first?
Well, now that you're going to spend this weekend on your nature study report, bud.
How can I make a report on an empty stomach?
WD-9598. Come in, please.
That sounds like Ula.
Let me have that mic, Sandy. This is WD-9598. Is that you, Ula? Are you all right?
Turn on your television.
Okay.
What's she doing, following us?
Bud. I'm sorry about that, Ula. I'll make Bud walk the plank for that one.
It's all right, Bud. Don't worry. I'm not being a party crasher.
I know when I'm not wanted.
Ula, it's not that we don't want you.
You promised.
Well, it's just... Well, Ula, I promised the boys a camping trip for some time now, and... Well, you know how it is.
Of course I do. A father-son camping trip? I heartily approve of that.
As a matter of fact, I was only planning to stop near Turtle Island for a couple of hours to get some specimens. And then... on to the Bahamas for a vacation. You probably won't be hearing from me for at least 2 weeks.
2 weeks? We don't want you to stay away that long.
I'll send you a postcard. So long.
Have a good trip, Ula.
WD-9598. Come in, WD-9598.
Yes, this is WD-9598. Go ahead, please.
Porter, this is Jerry Tremaine, Coast Guard. We have an alert that convicted forger Al Bardman escaped on the way to the penitentiary. He stole a boat and is believed heading for the Bahamas. We're requesting all official vessels to be on the lookout. Over.
Jerry, the kids and I have been planning an outing now for some time. But if it's absolutely necessary, I'll come back. Over.
No, you go ahead, Porter. But keep in touch in case we need you.
Roger, will do.
And have fun. Over and out.
Men on a dead man's chest.
Yo, ho, ho, and a bottle of rum.
Drink and the devil had done the rest. Yo, ho, ho, and a bottle of rum.
See him smiling right from the start. He'll play it smart. Beware of Flipper, Flipper. He's such a lover. You will discover when he steals your heart.
Thank you. Boy, if this isn't something.
Yeah. Sandy, get the anchor.
I'll bet no one explored that island before.
Okay, Robinson Crusoe. How about getting some of this gear unloaded?
Do we have to now?
No, but if you want to be scientific about it.
Well, who wants to be scientific?
Well, I, for one, do not. Let's explore first. Come on.
They're better looking than the ones at the Miami Aviary.
What's an aviary?
It's a place where they keep birds, bud. Your brother's on a scientific kick this weekend.
Well, isn't that what we came out here for? To get some stuff for Bud's nature study report?
I can get stuff without being stuffy about it.
Stuffy? Just because I know the word aviary.
All right, you guys. All right, now let's knock it off, huh? We're going to give the local folk a bad impression. Come on, let's go.
Hey, what?
Huh, looks like he's trying to tell us something.
Dan, don't forget to put this down my report, okay?
Well, wait a minute, who's writing this report, you or me? Huh?
A lot of clear water and sand to reflect that much blue.
There he goes again, being scientific.
I was only making an observation.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's observe it at close hand, shall we? I could use a swim.
Yeah, me too.
Sure. I wonder where Flipper is, though.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go down to the point. Maybe we can see him from there. Come on.
Thank you.
called Stewart Cactus Kentai, bud.
Oh, brother. I'm going back down.
Hi, Slipper.
Slipper, what's eating you?
I think he wants us to follow him, Dad.
Maybe we better go with him.
All right, I'll tell you what we do. You guys go along the beach, and I'll let Flipper tow me. Go ahead. Flipper! Let's go, Flipper. Come on. Here we go.
Find anything?
I sure did. Somebody stole the launch. Flipper went after him.
Stole the launch on a deserted island?
Well, I guess this island wasn't as deserted as we thought, bud.
Dad, you think it could have been that guy the Coast Guard's looking for? That guy Bardman?
I don't know, bud. I don't know.
Boy, if this doesn't take the cake. In the middle of millions of people, nobody ever took the launch. Here we get miles from civilization, and look what happens. Gosh, Dad, what are we going to do?
I don't know, Sandy. Give me another minute or two.
Maybe if we make some lunch, after we've eaten, we could think of something.
Eaten? Like what? We left all our food and everything on the launch. If you hadn't been in such a hurry to take off,
Sandy,
without unpacking the
gear... Sandy! That's not going to help anything. What we have to do is let someone know that we're here. Well, it's going to be kind of tough without a radio.
We can send Flipper for help.
Yeah, where is Flipper?
He's probably still chasing the launch. I think we better build a signal flare. The only problem with that is that we're off the shipping and airlines. It might be a while before someone spots it.
You mean it might be weeks and weeks?
Well, it won't be more than two anyway. Ula will be back by then and she knows where we're at.
2 weeks on this island without any supplies. It might be kind of tough. Well, let's get that fire started anyway, shall we?
How am I going to make a fire, Dad? We have no matches.
You create friction by rubbing two combustible objects together. Never mind.
But I'm hungry.
Bud, why don't you and I go and gather some firewood, huh?
Yeah, then after you make a fire, we'll spear some fish and have lunch, okay?
Golly, that'd be great. Desert Island. Wait till I tell the kids back at school.
Fish!
Thank you for posting, old boy.
Scream. There's nobody around here to hear you.
Who are you?
Never mind who I am. Anybody else in that sub with you?
No, nobody. I said nobody.
Come on.
Where is Ranger Ricks?
I don't know where he is. Hold it, lady. Come on. Just gonna lock you up for a while. Somebody will find you.
By that time, I'll be gone.
Thank you.
Good job, Dad.
Thanks, Andy. Here you are, Bud. You ought to get some fish with that.
Thanks a lot, Dad.
Hey, Bud, come here. At no time do I want you to go anywhere on this island without either Sandy or myself. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Here you go, Sandy. When you guys are fishing, I'm going to look for some water.
Maybe you can find an aqualegia.
Huh?
That's a plant that stores water.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That.
All right. Good luck.
Such a lover.